This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
You are listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell. Hello, everyone. And with me right now is our co-host on the program, Mr. Joe McKenzie. He's the founder of Ripple Connects. He turns candidates into contenders. And this week, we're talking about focusing on what you can control. Welcome, Joe.
Thank you, Freddie Bell. How are you today?
Unbelievable. Glad you're with us. And
thank you.
When you think about focusing on what you control as it relates to your career, why should a person try to focus on what they can control in regards of that career path? I'm thinking there are some things that they could have impact on as well.
Absolutely. I just think that we live in such a world that we get so much information. We're bombarded with information that many times that starts to really permeate our overall goal of achieving our goals. It doesn't take much for the markets to get rattled or the government shutdown or talk of industry disruptions like Uber and Airbnb or the impact that it has on retail. There's so much noise out there, Freddie, that I think that can drive people into a state of inaction, and therefore they're not controlling what they can control. And I know that happens. I talk to a lot of people. They just, well, this government shutdown, this uncertain market, all these things that are happening behind the scenes. I can tell you firsthand, working back in 2008 with my wife to re-enter the workforce, on the very day that the worst job report came out in the United States, over 500,000 jobs were lost in the December of 2008. And I can remember specifically that date, because my wife got an offer letter to re-enter the workforce the very day that some of the worst job numbers because of the financial crisis. I think they had lost almost 2 million jobs the final 4 months of 2008. And we focused on what we could control and, you know, what we were going to talk about in the interview, what relevant accomplishments we're going to talk about. We focused on that. We knew we had no control over what was happening in the labor markets across the country because of the financial crisis. And that can happen again. That happens a lot, where there's a lot of noise, a lot of news that is, we're just bombarded with, Freddie, and we need to focus on what we can control and go into not a state of inaction, but leap into taking action and controlling what we can.
Everybody, we're talking with Joe McKenzie, the founder of Ripple Connects. We're talking about focusing on what you can control. It seems that even if you do focus on what you can control, it seems that even that, Joe McKenzie, is a handful.
Absolutely. I've seen people that have lowered energy because they're not optimistic now because they hear a lot of things that are outside their control. There's just lowered hopes for a positive outcome. We still have to maintain that it's our job search, and whatever happens on the outside is still going to happen, but we can control a lot of our activities, our positioning for a job, doing our research, setting up those coffee interview or coffee meetings with people so we can get that information. We can still better ourselves by preparing for interviews, by reading good books on how to approach new industries that are experiencing those types of disruptions. There's so much in our control, Freddie. We shouldn't get bogged down. We shouldn't get thrown in a state of inaction because of everything that's thrown at us on a daily basis.
Everybody, Joe McKenzie. And so what are the key things that we should look at that we can control if you were to list them as 1, 2, and 3?
Take a look at your calendar. Make sure your calendar is filling up. If you're spending more time watching the news, that's more of a passive approach to this. Make sure that you're still reaching out. Make sure that you're still getting industry sector type of information so you can utilize it for your own good. If you're going to see the retail sector starting to slide because of, you know, the brick and mortar and the issue, the Amazon effect. We'll start learning about where your skills transfer in this new economy, if it's going to be the Amazon effect. Be more proactive in that regard. Keep talking to those industry experts that you know, so you get that latest and greatest information. You may find a competitor or another company that's rising. I know that was the case with my wife. That industry was doing very well in 2008, and we sought that out. And so there are things we can control. We just have to stay we have to leap into action and not go into inaction.
Leaping into action is the key as we talk about focusing on what we can control. So expand on what happens when someone spends more time focusing on the factors outside of their own control.
Well, if they're not going to use those factors to gain leverage or some kind of advantage, it's going to grind on them. They're going to say, well, I'm not going to apply for jobs in that industry because I've heard the retail sector is beaten down. The government shut down. So I'm not going to apply for government types of jobs. That is a very general approach and a broad brush approach that's going to probably cause you more heartache if you didn't look at who is hiring. They're still posting jobs out there. The retail sector is changing, but that doesn't stop you from finding opportunities there. And so that is the areas that I continually work with my clients to make sure that they don't get in a state of inaction because of everything that's thrown at them.
All right, everybody, this is Joe McKenzie. We're talking about focusing on what you can control. Talk about, Joe McKenzie, the insights you can share with our audience on about a person who wants to begin that focus on what they can control in their careers. Does it seem like how fundamental is it? Let me just ask it that way. How fundamental is it to start that focus?
It's critical. If you can move the needle, as they say, and if you can see you moving something along, a conversation, an HR person returning your call, or a key advocate giving you a piece of information that you didn't have before, or you upgrade your LinkedIn profile and all of a sudden you're starting to see new information that is more targeted to your industry that you're looking at. Now you feel like you're in control of your situation and not just having the effects of the outside world pressing on you. It's critical, Freddie, that we're aware of what's going on, but not to the point where we shut down because we figure there's no hope or that industry's not doing well. That's a short-sighted approach to a job search. If you think because the government is shut down that the government's not hiring, or the retail sector is struggling because I heard this on the news, there are opportunities in those sectors. The retail sector looks different now. We see the disruptions with the Amazon effect, but look at the numbers in the trades and transportation and utilities. There are more delivery trucks and there's more logistics involved in people getting their products to them. There's opportunities that are created by those economic disruptions. But if we just listen to the negative impacts or the changes that are happening, then we're not going to drill deep enough to seek out those opportunities.
Boy, so it's really... You know, when you talk about focus, it's not just let's focus on what we need to be doing. It's much deeper than that. So as we take a final look at focusing on what we can control, what are the three things that we should remember as we step away from this subject this weekend, Joe?
Well, obviously, remember that when you start sliding into that state of inaction, that's gonna steamroll. You want to find ways that you can jump or leap into action. And that could be through your calendar, setting up meetings. That could be upgrading your LinkedIn. That could be researching those industry sectors, visiting the James J. Hill Library in St. Paul to understand the impact that they have on there. So those are some areas that we can go from inaction to a state of action. And really, there is always going to be a certain amount of information that's going to be thrown at you. Mm-hmm. You have to be discerning to make sure that you don't get caught up in it and do your due diligence to make sure, how does it impact me? If it doesn't impact me, then I should just continue my course and control what I can control.
That's some sage advice coming from Joe McKenzie, the founder of Ripple Connects. And you do some fine work at Ripple Connects, sir.
Yes, we do. We turn candidates into contenders.
And our program continues right here on your favorite radio station.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
You're listening to New Beginnings on AM 950. And I want to continue right here and give you some information about AARP. There's always more to discover with your AARP membership. You have access to a wide variety of carefully chosen discounts, information, and services, and an advocate for important issues like Medicare and Social Security. Here are just some of the other member benefits from AARP. Insurance, access to auto, dental, home, life, vision, and other quality coverage for your health needs from top companies, including the AARP Dental Insurance Plan, administered by Delta Dental Insurance Company. How about family caregiving? We talked about that earlier. Care guides, simple checklists, support options, and other free resources designed to help you care for your loved ones, all available online through AARP family caregiving sites. And also health and wellness, brain health tips, online tools, savings for eye exams and eyewear, and a free annual hearing test by phone. You also can get work and jobs, resources to help you find a second career or part-time work, plus access to the AARP job board, a job search tool for workers who are 50 years old and over. I know you love to travel. Vacation ideas for every budget and discounts on hotels and car rentals, flights from British Airways, vacation packages, and more. And of course, finances. You can find online calculators to help you manage your finances, access to money management tips, and more. Explore all of your benefits with the easy-to-use enhanced destination. That's AARP.org/benefits. You can download their free app right now for your digital membership card, daily news, local events, and benefits in your area.
Hi, I'm Kirk.
And I'm Chad.
With Bricks Real Estate and the House Geeks Real Estate Show, Sundays at noon here on AM 950. With your House Geeks Market Minute, 4.51 is the average number of showings per week per listing in the 200 to 400K price range for the Minneapolis area. This is down year over year and is a main indicator of current demand in the marketplace. Pending home sales are down over the same time last year, 7.2%, and the 30-year conventional interest rate is at about 4.45%, which is the same as last week.
Conclusion for buyers. It looks like there's a little lull in the market and interest rates are still down. This could be a good opportunity to capture some good buys. For sellers, the cold weather may be giving you a little extra time to get your home ready to list. If you're on the market, don't be surprised to see a little slower activity this week. Want to know the smarter way to buy and sell homes in the Twin Cities? Check us out online anytime at housegeeks.com.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
As we continue this weekend on New Beginnings, let's talk a little bit about your health. And I know a lot of people are into a health craze. They're wearing Fitbits and other health monitoring devices. And people who faithfully adhere to that 10,000 daily steps might be surprised to learn that this widely accepted target did not originate as a result of years of scientific research. Instead, it grew out of the marketing campaign for a Japanese pedometer invented in 1965. Yes, back that far. The name of the pedometer was Manpoki, and the ad said, "Let's walk 10,000 steps a day." More than 50 years later, that idea has retained its power. Many researchers have studied the 10,000 step number to see whether it holds the weight, and the answer is yes and no. Although 10,000 steps is not universally appropriate for all ages, genders, and all levels of physical function, it is considered a reasonable target for healthy adults. That, according to a 2011 research review published in the International Journal of Behavioral Nutrition and Physical Activity. And here's why. Most Americans take 4,000 to 6,000 steps a day through general daily action, working, shopping, walking, walking through parking lots, up and down stairs, etc. Now, if you add the 30 minutes of recommended exercise each day, that's another 3,000 to 4,000 steps and gets you close to that 10,000 step goal. It's basic math. Keeping track of steps can prompt people to do more physical activity using manageable goals. Now, someone who is less active may set a lower step goal. An increase to 8,000 steps, for example, will help an adult who was previously taking only fewer than 5,000 steps a day is considered sedentary. On the other hand, someone who already walks 10,000 steps may aim for 15,000. A person who walks for 15,000 steps may set a goal for 20,000 and so on. The idea is to be more aware of your physical activity, your activity level, and increase it where it's needed. So is 10,000 steps right for you? It all depends. What are you doing? 888-639-9738 or freddie@freddiebell.com. Our program continues right now.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everybody. I'm Freddie Bell. We're talking about health on New Beginnings right now. There's been a new major study on Alzheimer's disease, and it's providing previously unknown evidence of how the brain-robbing illness may originate. It also proposes that certain HIV drugs called reverse transcriptase inhibitors could be proposed for Alzheimer's patients. led by scientists from Sanford Burnham Presbyterian Medical Discovery Institute in San Diego. The study says that, as suspected, Alzheimer's is a genetic disease, but generally not inherited. Rather, it arises from a patient's lifetime by genetic rearrangements in neurons. Sequences of DNA are copied, altered, and inserted back into the genome. The genetic rearranging isn't random mutation, but a process that recombines DNA into different patterns. This reshuffling creates a mosaic of slightly differing cells. The immune system uses a similar process to make antibodies, but nothing like it has been seen in the human brain. Of course, doctors say that confirmation of the findings is required. The study also combined single and multiple cell analytical methods to examine 13 donated human brains, some normal, some with Alzheimer's. Its findings also are consistent with elderly HIV patients. They have been treated with reverse transcriptase inhibitors for decades and rarely get Alzheimer's. Cautious praise came from Dr. Paul Eisen, who heads the University of Southern California's Alzheimer's Therapeutic Research Institute. The authors carefully demonstrate, he says, that there are some extensive modifications to genetic material in the Alzheimer's disease brain. He also says there are changes that occur with aging rather than inherited genetic characteristics. While this is an intriguing idea, he goes on to say, the actual contribution of this age-related genetic change remains uncertain. Right now, millions of Americans have Alzheimer's, and that number is expected to continue growing by 2060. In recent years, Alzheimer's researchers have changed their view of the disease. They now say Alzheimer's begins decades before symptoms even appear. Eventually, the damage eating away at the brain becomes severe enough to affect cognition and memory. So increasingly, researchers are looking for the earliest possible signs that Alzheimer's is developing before mental functions are affected. The study traces the ultimate cause to the genetic rearrangements, so blocking this reshuffling should block Alzheimer's. The doctors go on to say that if you or someone in your family might have Alzheimer's disease or some type of cognitive disorder, please contact your doctor for additional information. You're listening to New Beginnings. And while we're talking about your health, as people around the globe continue to get fatter, diabetes rates will continue to rise and insulin supplies will be in short supply. That according to a recent study. By 2030, an estimated 79 million adults with type 2 diabetes are expected to need insulin. However, if current quantities remain level, as many as 40 million sufferers could be left without it. That according to a report in the journal The Lancet Diabetes and Endocrinology. Last week, we gave you some information about activity and how exercise can impact your body. Well, most experts believe that physical activity declines as children reach adolescence. However, there's a new study that is finding that the decline begins as early as age 6. Researchers measured physical activity at ages 6, 8, and 11 in 600 European children wearing activity trackers. The scientists found that the average time spent in physical activity declined by about 75 minutes a day by the time the children were 11. The study found that at age 11, the children were spending an average of almost 2 more hours a day in sedentary behavior, essentially sitting still, than they were at age 6. Only 63% of 11-year-olds were getting the recommended 60 minutes a day of moderate to vigorous exercise compared with 82% of 6-year-olds. And as we've mentioned before, that 30 minutes a day is prime. 30 minutes a day every day for people 50 and beyond is considered a really good number to try to reach to make sure that we maintain optimum health. You're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and our show continues right now.
Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Joe McKenzie, how can we avoid the myopic career search?
We can avoid the myopic job search by looking at your career, looking back, look at your marketable skills and your pattern of achievement, and bring those forward to see what's marketable today. And that will help you avoid the unimaginative, narrow-minded, short-sighted approach to a job search. Bring those attributes, those accomplishments forward, and I'm confident that you're going to find new opportunities out there that you may have never thought of.
For more information, how can we reach Joe McKenzie of Ripple Connects?
You can contact me directly at 763-438-1621. 763-438-1621. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
Recently, someone said, "You look really happy. What's up?" I had to admit that I was feeling good. My job, friends, and spiritual life are all in tune. It's just so good when you find a place that helps you over the bumps in life, affirms that you are a special person, and that all you desire is waiting for you to claim it. A place where there's no blame, no shame, letting you just be you. Embracing, loving, empowering. That's Unity South Church, a non-denominational spiritual community for adults and children, located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. Come visit on Sundays at 9 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. Unity South.
This is Chad, owner of AM950. I've been telling you about my friends at Snap Construction, who are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior construction company in the metro. Don't just take my word for it. Take a look at all their reviews online. Winter is the most cost-effective time of the year to complete your construction project. A majority of Minnesotans choose to have their work completed on their home in the summer when they should be enjoying the weather. As a result, the demand for labor in the summer is much higher. The most cost-effective way to improve or restore your home is in the winter due to the lower demand. Right now, Snap Construction is offering an additional 30% off of labor to the AM950 listeners on your next construction project between now and the end of February. Call 612-333-SNAP and mention AM950 for an additional 30% off. As always, Snap Construction stands by their work with a lifetime craftsmanship warranty. Don't wait to get a free estimate by calling 612-333-SNAP or find them online at snapconstruction.com. Financing options available.
With your AM950 weather, I'm Sam Turnberg. Today will be cloudy with a high near 9, and tonight still cloudy with a low around 5. Tomorrow we'll see snow with a high near 19. Monday, mostly cloudy with a high near 26. And Tuesday, snow with a high near 26. The Eat Local Minnesota Restaurant of the Week is Cafe Latte. Come try their bakery specializing in fresh breads and desserts, including their renowned chocolate turtle cake. Visit them on Victoria and Grand in St. Paul, or more details at eatlocalminnesota.com.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
We're continuing with New Beginnings now. With me is Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. Welcome back to the program, Kelly.
It's always my pleasure to be here with you, Freddie.
And it's mine, and I know our listeners as well. And for those who would like additional information about West Metro Hypnosis, how can we reach out to you?
WestMetroHypnosis.com is the website, and 952-222-3975 is the phone number.
I smiled when I saw the title for our conversation this week, and it's simply entitled Drive. In what manner are you speaking?
Well, I'm reading a new book right now, and it's called Drive by Daniel Pink. It's a fascinating book, and it's actually the perfect book to be reading in January because it is all about motivation. And he did a lot of research on motivation, and what it speaks to is that we are really in a time where we are in the need for an updated version of motivation. And he goes on to explain that motivation 1.0 was all about survival. Motivation 2.0 is all about using punishment and rewards, the carrot or the stick motivation. And this idea of motivation 3.0 is completely different. And he cites a couple of researchers, and I'm just going to read an excerpt of the book. And he's talking about what these researchers are calling self-determination theory. Many theories of behavior pivot around a particular human tendency. We're keen responders to positive and negative reinforcements. STD, or self-determined theory, by contrast, begins with a notion of universal human needs. It argues that we have three innate psychological needs: competence, autonomy, and relatedness. When these needs are satisfied, we're motivated, we're productive, and happy. When they're thwarted, our motivation, productivity, and happiness plummet. If there's anything about our nature, it's the capacity for interest. Some things facilitate it, some things undermine it.
But everybody together has got this capacity for the third kind of motivational drive. And I find this so interesting, and it really speaks to me, because if you have ever used the reward and the punishment system to reward yourself when you're trying to make a change, it tends to work short term. But when you're wanting to create long-lasting, permanent change, it usually backfires. And you can ask anybody who has ever done a diet or a physical activity program that they want to stick with. And I think it's really good timing to begin to look at this and see what is it that allows me to practice this self-determining theory, this idea of having autonomy, of keeping my interest, of being relatable or having connectedness with something, and also having competence. And when we begin to identify those things, we get a deeper understanding of what exactly we need to do to make sure that we've got the motivation that's going to carry through a long-lasting change.
Wow, some heavy topics, but that's so interesting. And for more information, simply contact westmetrohypnosis.com. You're listening to New Beginnings, and our program continues right now.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
If it's the weekend, you know it is New Beginnings, and I am Freddie Bell. Hi, everybody. And with me now is Kitty Harris, the Center Coordinator for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. Welcome back, Kitty.
Hi, Freddie. Happy Saturday.
And the same to you. Where is the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center located?
We are located at 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis, right off of Summit Highway.
If you had to guess, how many collaborative partners does the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center have?
We have 9 on-site partners, but when you talk about community initiatives that we're connected to, it's probably over 50 entities that we partner with.
Well, and one of the key partners you have is the YMCA right there at the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, and you get involved with some very important projects throughout the year.
Yes, the Y has 2 great initiatives coming up that I want to highlight. The first one is going to be on next Saturday, the 16th. We're going to be offering another one of our fabulous community plays through our partnership with 10,000 Things. And this play is entitled Into the Woods.
Into the Woods. Now, tell us first of all about 10,000 Things. What is that about? And then let's talk about the play.
10,000 Things is a local theater company here in Minnesota that they have different places that they go throughout the cities and perform their productions, but they've been partnering with us for the last 2 or 3 years to provide a free show here at the center for our community. And one of the things that they wanted to make sure is that they wanted to make sure low-income seniors had access to the arts. And so this was just a great fit for us at the center with our mission, one of our key vision pieces being social engagement. And so we're excited that the Y took on this partnership opportunity so that everyone in this community could have access to theater.
Wow. So that's going to be a big event. Talk about the play itself.
The play itself is, it's actually a musical, and it talks about, I don't want to give too much away, but it's a it's a familiar fairy tale character-based musical that kind of goes into the desires and fears of the different characters. And it's directed by Marcella Loker, who has been working with 10,000 Things for a while and featuring some new names in the community. So we definitely invite people that are interested to join us on Saturday, February the 16th at 4 p.m. It is free. It is open to the public. And this particular show is best for ages 13 and up.
Ah, 13 and up. Before we have to step away for this week, tell us about, tell us why would the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, in particular the Minneapolis Public Housing Authority, partner with the YMCA of all organizations?
Well, one of the main goals that Cora McCorvey had in mind when she partnered with Harold Menzel to have the YMCA here was that if we could allow our residents to have access to a health and wellness center that focused on their goals and their needs. Healthy residents, healthy people make healthy residents. And so if they're healthy, they're happy, they're whole, they're able to maintain their units, they're able to be more mobile, they can live independently longer. So it's a very strategic partnership in ensuring that when they have access to physical fitness, it helps to keep them living longer. And so it's a win-win for the Housing Authority to partner with the YMCA, and we're excited as we go into our seventh year to continue to work with them to not only have fitness programs for our residents, but for the community, the greater North Minneapolis area as well.
We only have a few seconds left. The date and time of the play and the presentation, I should say.
It's going to be Saturday, February the 16th at 4 p.m. over at 1015 4th Avenue North. And if people want more information, they can give us a call at 612-344-2221.
That's Kitty Harris, Center Coordinator for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, a part of MPHA, and you're listening to New Beginnings.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
As we continue talking about your finance on New Beginnings, precision isn't always possible when it comes to retirement planning. That doesn't mean you have to wing it and hope your savings don't expire before you do. Looking at the income, living expenses, and lifespans of today's retirees can help us to make the right financial move so the golden years aren't tarnished by an unexpected shortfall. Government and Gallup data reveal a lot about what retirement is like for Americans today. It starts at age 61, even though many tell Gallup that they plan to work longer. And based on some morbid math, the average remaining life expectancy of someone who's made it to their early 60s, 23.3 years, according to Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, you should plan to be retired for at least a few decades. Your mileage may vary based on things such as your work, accounted versus a rodeo clown. For example, diet, family health history, and participation in extreme sports leagues. The average budget for the retiree, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics data, provides even more color on what to expect when you're expecting to retire. Older households defined as ones headed by someone 65 or older spend $46,000 annually versus the $57,000 average spent by all U.S. households combined. The top three monthly expenses for those 65 and older are number one, housing at about $1,300, health care about $500, and food about another $500. On average, about half of a retiree's household income comes from Social Security and private and government pension, according to the BLS, with personal savings and investments and rental income providing almost 7%. An online retirement calculator can project a more accurate picture of your retirement readiness. It will use your current savings, spending, and investment profile and some rules of thumb about historical investment returns, reasonable withdrawal rates, and yes, even your life expectancy. If the calculator shows that you will outlive your retirement and you're not yet retired, consider postponing your retirement party. This strategy is especially valuable for those in their peak earning years. Besides reducing the number of years you'll need to live off your savings, working longer allows more time for your investments to grow. Plus, the additional time contributing to Social Security could mean a bigger benefit paycheck down the road. You're listening to New Beginnings. I am Freddie Bell. Online at www.freddiebell.com, on Twitter at Freddie Bell, and email the old-fashioned way, freddie@freddiebell.com. This is New Beginnings, and our program continues right now.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive, and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
Being a dog is awesome, except when you really gotta go, but you're stuck inside. That's why I had my human call the urban dog. Daily walks, field trips, play groups, one-on-one time, safe off-leash play, and pet sitting. I love being an urban dog.
The urban dog works with your schedule and can create a plan that fits your needs. The urban dog. Exercise, explore, socialize. Let the journey begin. Call 651-231-6333. That's
651-231-6333. This is Ellie Krug from Ellie 2.0 Radio on Mondays from 7 to 8 a.m. Many listeners know that I founded Human Inspiration Works, LLC, which trains on human inclusivity and on how to be welcoming to diverse humans. Today, organizations of all sizes find that they need to train team members on diversity and inclusion. I can do that. Many say that my trainings change the way they see the world. I'd love to help make your organization more welcoming. For more information, go to humaninspirationworks.com. Thank you.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
Just a detail. The stone is imported into this country and comes to us. It is mined from caves near Hebron in Israel. That is symbolic because that area is known as the memorial or tomb of the patriarchs and matriarchs of the Judeo-Christian tradition, and even Islam traces its foundation to Abraham. So in the very area where this stone was mined from the ground is a sacred site, the foundation of three tremendous world religions that bind billions of people together. So it is precious in its own way. So I invite you, as we begin to bring our attention inward to our inner life, consider the stone that you hold in your hand. Feel it. It's firm. It's solid. It has a rich texture. Consider its cultural symbolism. This signifies our freedom, our rights and place in our world, and our privileges. You are a son or a daughter of the Most High God. It can be a constant reminder that you can always seek the good already given. Give thanks and affirm the power and substance already in your life. And by this realization, this epiphany, you can begin to exercise creative choices, words, and actions. Whatever challenge you face in life, whatever opportunity is before you, remind yourself, I am an overcomer. I am a victor in this life. Keep the white stone near you, where you can see it often. Just like the ancients, you can show that this stone is your ticket of admission. Perhaps, if you like Monopoly, you might consider it your get-out-of-jail card, your freedom card. Or if your school was like mine, it's your ultimate hall pass. It gives you the right to move about the school in freedom. But ultimately, it has a secret code name between you and your Creator. That name that only you can say is I am. Did you ever stop to think about that secret? You cannot hear I am coming from the outside. No one can speak it for you. It is your divine name that you can only say for yourself. You can only hear Spirit speak within you. That's why tradition has always considered it your divine spiritual name. I am. I live. I exist. But in a moment in the silence, I will invite you to consider, I am? Is there a name, a quality, a power that you choose to associate with your divine I am? Your secret name that only your Creator and you know. That is your greatest power. Once again, hear the scripture. To everyone who overcomes, who makes an attempt, I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give a white stone. And on that white stone is written a new name that no one knows except the one who receives it. We can paraphrase this truth put it in our own words. To everyone who is willing to walk through the circumstance, I will give sustenance and a sign of empowerment. Realize this day, I am always here to help you meet life and overcome each and every circumstance. It's today. It's now. It's this moment. So I invite you to take a moment in the silence to exercise your right to ask the highest truth, the Spirit of life, the Christ of God. What is mine to do this day? What is my name, my power? What leads me forward moment by moment? And then as you're ready, you may choose to write on that stone a word, a name, perhaps even a symbol that is a reminder to you of what is given. God gives you life, sustenance, privilege, power. What do you claim? Not down the road, not in the distant future. What do you claim now?
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.